Hey, 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 kings and queens. Welcome back to FM Sounds. It's your girl, Miss Fern. I want to welcome you back to my podcast where I love to inspire you, to motivate you, to encourage you. And you all, this has been brewing in my soul. I am going to just be speaking directly from my spirit today. I pray that it blesses you, that it touches you where it needs to, and that you share this with a person that comes to your spirit, because this needs to be sent out to a lot of people. I titled this, See Yourself Out of Your Situation. See yourself out of your situation. And I really pray that it's some encouragement for you today. So sometimes I look at my life and I think I'd be at a different place in my life. And I stopped doing that, but it was just up until recently where I always would look and just think, oh, I should be here. I should be doing this or I should be doing that. Why is that? Part of it, I think it's because of society. Part of it, I think it's perhaps because of our upbringing. But that's when I am reminded of my past and how my story is different from anyone else's story. And then when I think about that, I can't do anything but be thankful. And you know, some people live in the past, and I'm not saying to do that, but some people regret their past. And I am here today to share with you, kings and queens, don't regret your past. Don't regret your past. Don't do it. I don't care what society says or what anyone says for that matter. It's your past, and it's your past for a reason. So everything that was good, everything that was bad, and even the ugly things in your past, they all happened for a reason. They happened for a lesson to be learned. They happened for you to be able to share your outcome and your testimony with someone else once you got through it, to let them know, hey, you're going to get through it too. Hey, this is what I did to get through it, to help somebody else, to encourage someone else, to let the next person know that they are not alone. So appreciate your past. You're not going back that way, but just look at what God brought you through. And if you're not where you want to be, see yourself out of your current situation. Literally, visualize where you want to be. You know what? I remember being unhappy for years, and I mean years, okay? I was in a relationship where I was unhappy. I was in a physical state of unhealthiness where I was unhappy. I was at a mental and emotional state in my life where I was unhappy. I didn't even know why. I didn't even know what I was going through. There was just so much going on. But you know what? I was unhappy for years, and I would cry, and I didn't know what to do. But you know what? I always prayed. And then I used to think of what situation I wanted to be in to be happy, to be able to smile. I sure did. I would just think, man, if I could only do this, I would be happy and I would smile. And if I could just be at this place in my life. So what was I doing? I was seeing myself through my situation. And I want to encourage you to do the same. Continue to visualize where you want to be and then speak it through prayer, through affirmations, through positive thoughts in your mind daily, through your vision board, through your screensaver on your phone, and even your screensaver on your computer. See yourself through your situation. Visualize it. And then just have faith, okay? Have faith, please. And don't judge yourself. Do not judge yourself. Don't be so hard on yourself for where you are right now in your life or for where you aren't in your life. See yourself where you want to be and have faith. That's all you got to do. All you need is a little bit of faith and to know that where you want to be, it's coming. It's coming, okay? And you're probably like, Fern, how you know? I'm going to tell you how I know for a fact that it's coming, especially through prayer, okay? It's written. Having faith, it's written. I'm going to reference a verse for you from my Bible. It's Matthew chapter 17, verse 20. And I'm going to read from the New Living Translation. And it reads this. You don't have enough faith, Jesus told them. I tell you the truth. If you had faith, even as small as a mustard seed, you could say this to the mountain, move from here to there, and it would move. Nothing would be impossible. That is Matthew chapter 17, verse 20. Now, he said, have faith the size of a mustard seed. I know we live in a time where technology is very accessible. Google mustard seed. A mustard seed is so small. So if you just have a little bit of faith, a little bit of faith, that's all you need. And to know that your greatness is coming, to know that your goals are coming, to know that where you want to be in life, it's coming. Keep doing your part. Keep doing the work that you need to do, putting in, you know, your time and your efforts in every area and where you want to be successful. Visualize it and have faith. Meanwhile, you know what? Enjoy where you are. And I mean that wholeheartedly because life is so short. You could be sitting there stressing about where you want to be. Enjoy where you are. You might be in a season right now where you'll never get this season again in your life. You'll never get to this time again in your life. So enjoy it. Make the best of it. Whatever situation you're in, make the best of it. Because you're not going to be in that situation forever, whether it's good or bad. And God wants us to be happy on this earth. So please make the best of whatever situation you're in simply by knowing that you're not by yourself. First of all, God is in you. The Holy Spirit is with you. And you know what? Actually, I'm going to reroute here. If you haven't received the Lord, okay? Because I said God is with you and the Holy Spirit is in you. But if you haven't received the Lord, then it's different for you. So for you that are listening, if you haven't received the Lord and you're feeling led to do so, then let's make this happen. You're feeling led to know that God is truly with you, then please pray this prayer with me. Just repeat after me. God, I invite you into my life. I want to know you as my Lord and Savior. I want to live the rest of my life with you. I welcome the Holy Spirit into my life. I know I'm a sinner and ask for your forgiveness. Yes, God. Lord Jesus, I believe you died for my sins and rose from the dead. I turn from my sins and invite you into my heart and into my life. I want to trust and follow you as my Lord and Savior. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen, amen, amen. It's that simple, kings and queens. It is that simple. We thank you, God. Now, you can confidently know that God is with you. God is in you. It won't always be easy, but nothing with God is impossible. So hold on to that, kings and queens. Hold on to it. And just trust and know that you can see yourself out of your situation and into whatever situation you want to be in, whatever greatness you want to be in, whatever blessing you want to be in, anything that is in alignment with God and where you want to see yourself. Know that it's coming. Hold on to that faith. Hold on to visualizing it, seeing it, speaking it, and trusting. And that's all I have for you today, kings and queens. Happy Motivation Monday, by the way. Even if you're not listening to this on Monday, whenever you press play, happy motivation for your day today. God bless each and every one of you. I truly appreciate you for tuning in. I thank you for your support. And please leave me some feedback. I love the feedback that I receive. Whatever your thoughts are, I'd love to hear them. And I really am going to ask you to do me this favor. Share this link. Share this podcast. Wherever you're listening, forward it to someone. Send them the link. Please share this with at least 5 people. I just feel it strongly in my spirit. And I am being obedient by even recording this podcast, kings and queens. So please do me a favor and share it. God bless each and every one of you. I will see you at the top because the bottom is way too full. And if you want to stay connected, please feel free to follow me on Instagram at Miss, which is M-I-S-S _FernMorgan. Miss _ Fern Morgan. That's on Instagram. Or simply follow me or hit me up on Facebook. My name is Fern Morgan. So thank you for tuning in to FM Sounds. Have a blessed one, and I'll talk to you guys soon.